المفرد والمثنى. Singular and dual. The singular noun is converted to the dual by adding alif and noon at the end in the nominative case, while adding ya and noon at the end in the accusative and genitive cases. Examples: قلم. Pen becomes قلمان or قلمين, two pens. سيارة. Car becomes سيارتان or سيارتين, two cars. Examples in complete sentences. 1. In the nominative case, نجح الطالبان في الامتحان. The two students have passed the exam. 2. In the accusative case, درست الطالبين اللغة العربية. I have taught the two students the Arabic language. 3. In the genitive case, شرح المدرس للطالبين معنى المفردات الصعبة. The teacher has explained the meanings of the difficult words to the two students. كتاب. Book. كتابان. كتابين. Two books. رجل. Man. رجلان. رجلين. Two men. مدرس. Teacher. Masculine. مدرسان. مدرسين. Two teachers. درس. Lesson. درسان. درسين. Two lessons. ولد. Boy. ولدان. ولدين. Two boys. كرسي. Chair. كرسيان. كرسيين. Two chairs. كرة. Ball. كرتان. كرتين. Two balls. سبورة. Blackboard. سبورتان. سبورتين. Two blackboards. حديقة. Garden. حديقتان. حديقتين. Two gardens. طاولة. Table. طاولتان. طاولتين. Two tables. شوكة. Fork. شوكتان. شوكتين. Two forks. ملعقة. Spoon. ملعقتان. ملعقتين. Two spoons. جامعة. University. جامعتان. جامعتين. Two universities. طالبة. Student. Feminine. طالبتان. طالبتين. Two students. المفرد والجمع. Singular and plural. أنواع الجمع. Types of plural. Masculine sound plural is created by adding waw and noon in the nominative case, or ya and noon in the accusative and genitive cases. It is called salim, sound, because the original letters from the singular form are free from any changes. The waw indicates the nominative case, while the ya indicates the accusative or genitive case. Example: معلم, teacher, masculine. 1. In the nominative case becomes جاء المعلمون. The teachers have come. 2. In the accusative case becomes teachers, masculine, such as in رأيت المعلمين, I have seen the teachers. 3. In the genitive case becomes teachers, masculine, such as in سلمت على المعلمين, I greeted the teachers. Feminine sound plural is created by adding alif and ta at the end of the singular word. The dhamma at the end of the word indicates the nominative case, while the kasra indicates the genitive and accusative cases. Example: معلمة, teacher, feminine. 1. In the nominative case becomes جاءت المعلمات, the teachers have come. 2. In the accusative case becomes رأيت المعلمات, I have seen the teachers. 3. In the genitive case becomes سلمت على المعلمات, I greeted the teachers. Irregular plural. If the noun indicates plural, but is neither a masculine sound nor feminine sound plural, then it is an irregular plural. The nominative case is indicated by the dhamma. The accusative case is indicated by the fatha. And the genitive case is indicated by the kasra. It is the same as a singular noun in terms of case indications. Examples of irregular plural nouns: رجال, men. طلاب, students. كتب, books. أقلام, pens. Examples in complete sentences. 1. In the nominative case, كتب الطلاب الدرس. The students, الطلاب, have written the lesson. 2. In the accusative case, اشتريت كتبا مفيدة. I have bought useful books. كتبا. 3. In the genitive case, سلمت على الرجال. I greeted the men. الرجالي.